So when George Orwell was on about the book and the Big Brother society, where we're constantly being watched, I think we can quite clearly realise that we're far, far sort of into the future from when the book was first published. And somewhere years ago, there was an uproar about CCTV cameras and then the idea of the Big Brother society again. And I think now that I've attempted to record this particular podcast three times, it's highlighted to me how much communication has changed because you can all do it on one device. I find myself not needing my computer. And it really is quite interesting to think how established and developed, and how many different strands there are to just one simple thing. It's communication. And communication could be audio, visual. I mean, there's many forms, there's m many different ways now to do it. A blog might not be good enough. So if a blog's not good enough, I'll do an audio book, I'll do a Twitter, I'll do something else. Or maybe you could just email them or give them a call. And it seems that face-to-face values have disappeared somewhat, and I think this is because we're in a faster society, so all of these aspects are actually really, really good for us. What's really interesting is the idea of the Big Brother society being underpinned years ago and by George Orwell, and people haven't really had a huge debate and discussion around these aspects more recently. The closest that we would get to these talks would be around identity theft. So it would be around the negative aspects of specific elements of the modern day digital communication. And it's really just interesting that we don't categorize it as the Big Brother society. Recently, I've been thinking it's possible that maybe we're just not thinking of it as the Big Brother society because it's quite dispersed. And not only that, but the idea of voyeurism really does strike me. And voyeurism for me is a particularly specific word that describes a more of a visual element of people visually looking at something or somebody. And the hit TV program all around the world, the Big Brother, really emphasizes the element of voyeurism, but through a visual means. And I think our general society, I would argue whether it's distinguished to America and the UK or across the world, that we are socially coerced into being a certain way. We are a certain way as much as we think that we're individual. And in some ways, it seems like this idea of voyeurism is only trapped and embedded as a visual element. And because of this, people aren't aware and are less aware of the tweets, the blogs, and all the other things that they're doing. And really, communication does have this, well, it originally didn't have an element, and now I think with the many different forms of communication allows there to be a very distinct element of voyeurism, where we would be able to listen, read, see something about somebody else and what they're doing. And we don't have to be there. And the idea of communication being voyeuristic, all of a sudden, just shifts things from a very simplistic communication and storytelling or sharing information angle to a very much more interesting aspect of people getting information, but not to communicate, but to potentially develop themselves and learn. And I'm not saying that like they're aware of that even. It would happen naturally. But would you call communication voyeuristic or not?